On the heels of a year filled with changes in Medicare and Medicaid, 2005 promises to bring still more upheaval for the federal health programs. Medicare, the program for the elderly, is preparing to launch a new prescription drug benefit a year from this week. Meanwhile, Medicaid for the poor takes center stage in what's expected to be a major budget fight. NPR's Julie Rovner joined us to talk about recent and upcoming changes in health policy. I asked her how she thought the new Medicare drug discount cards introduced last year were going over.
Well, it depends who you ask. This was a temporary program that is going to be in effect for 2 years to help people who don't have drug coverage get a small discount, at least, on their drugs. Interestingly, only about 1.5 million of the people who got the cards are low-income enrollees who are eligible for a really good deal. They get a special $600 subsidy, but they've had trouble getting people to sign up.
And why is that?
Medicare's tried to make the process easy, but the bottom line is there are dozens of cards that offer hundreds of prices on thousands of drugs, and people are really terribly confused.
And now Medicare, looking ahead, is on to a new challenge. It's a drug benefit, so preparations are underway, and how are they going?
Well, this is what really has the administration biting its nails. This is sort of the big kahuna of this 2003 bill, is the new drug benefit that starts in 2006. There's really two big questions here. Who and how many companies are going to offer this benefit? It will be offered by private firms paid for by Medicare. And then once the companies step forward, how many beneficiaries are going to sign up for it? It's going to cost probably $35 a month. It's going to give people some but not complete coverage. Unlike the cards, this really is actual insurance. If you have very high drug expenses, it will help pay for them. But private insurance is something completely new for just prescription drugs, so nobody knows exactly how it's going to work. Another difficulty here is that with this drug coverage, if you don't sign up right away, you'll pay a higher premium later. So people are going to have to sort of learn the differences, and it's going to be a really big education job. The one group that state officials are particularly worried about educating are about 6 million beneficiaries who we call the dual eligibles, and these are people who are on Medicare, but they are also poor enough to be eligible for Medicaid. Right now, Medicaid pays for those people's drugs, but under the new law, they'll have to go into these Medicare drug plans, and they'll probably only have about 6 weeks at the end of the year to figure out which plan to join and to get joined up.
Well, let's turn to Medicaid then now. The drug benefit isn't the only thing state officials are upset about.
You know, on the one hand, Medicare is going to pick up some of these costs for these low-income Medicaid, Medicare beneficiaries. On the other hand, the law was written so that states are going to have to give the federal government back most of those savings. And Medicaid is becoming a bigger and bigger draw on state budgets. It actually has now passed education as the largest single expenditure. So governors are really worried about how they're going to continue to pay for Medicaid.
And Medicaid has also passed Medicare in size and cost. What does that mean for the federal budget fight?
The programs together cost something on the order of about $600 billion a year, about a quarter of all federal spending. If the president is really serious about cutting the deficit in half over the next 5 years, that's going to require probably reductions from Medicare and Medicaid on the order of $55 billion for Medicare and maybe $27 billion for Medicaid. Now, the governors are terrified of the thought that the federal government might actually reduce its support for Medicaid. They wrote a bipartisan letter that said, please don't make Medicaid part of the budget fight. If we're going to have a discussion about how to restructure Medicaid, let's have it outside the parameters of the budget.
And will that happen?
Probably not. It's just such a big target. If there's going to be a big emphasis on cutting the deficit, Medicare and Medicaid are simply going to have to be part of it.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner, thanks very much.
You're welcome.